Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thought this may interest some of you who've been following my booths over a period of time. If you remember, I left Lancashire over the situations at the house I was at with a couple of people and a certain person in particular who recognised that I had a back injury and I wasn't able to defend myself. And plus, the fact I was a Christian and where I'd been, you know, and what had happened to me, an ex-addict. And I just received a text then, and it was lashing out at me, calling me a liar, saying, and you're supposed to be a God-fearing man and you're a liar, and calling me names. I really place understanding around this today. And, you know, it's genuinely audible, genuinely. I could cry as I say this. I really feel for him. Because to lash out, you know, at someone who would, I would have given my last breath, you know, and I carried him, I paid the bills, they ate my food, but I didn't measure what I was giving, because you don't do it that way. If you give something, you give it out of love. And I can understand how he must be hurting, because it's Christmas time. He's isolated from all the people who loved him or cared for him. Do you know, he's pushed away with his behaviour. And now he's lashing out, you know, and lashing out at... But I recognise the enemy in him. Do you know, I recognise that Mary J. Blythe we were talking about earlier, the minimisation, justification and blame. I can hear it, do you know, and I can feel it almost through the texts. So tonight, I'm going to pray like mad for him. I pray that the Lord will bless him. You know, I'll really turn it round for him this Christmas. And maybe you can get some of what I've got. Because he must seem a million miles away to him from where I've been to where I am today. Oh, Lord, I pray for him. So if any of you out there want to pray for the guy, you know, we used to hear about him every day. Just place understanding around and try and feel for him, you know, because it must be awful for the guy. Do you know, he's on his own and... But yet I had to go, as you know, it was making me ill, I was fearful, God had plans for me over here and is already using me to great effect, thanks be to him. But tonight, my heart is heavy because even though this people and this person in particular attacked me spiritually, mentally, physically and emotionally, I feel for him right now because he must be pretty lonely to have to go down the list of his phone numbers and pick up my number again and have to lash out at me. So we bless him tonight. Audio be if there's someone who keeps getting at you, place understanding around them, accept where they may be and try and look at the reasons why and try and forgive and try and bless, because God wants us to bless, because the scripture says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Oh God, please don't set your face against these people tonight. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, heavy hearted but blessing.